we thought we knew two things about the Bella Vista bypass. Well, one, that it was called the Bella Vista Bypass, and two, that the corridor that would finally link Interstate 49 in Arkansas to Interstate 49 in Missouri wouldn't be completed for a long, long time. We were wrong on both counts. Maybe. It is actually the Missouri-Arkansas Interstate 49 connector, and there is a possible plan that could, if approved and financed, get a stretch of road finished faster than projected. An Arkansas portion of the bypass is done and open to traffic, but a vital piece of infrastructure that will stretch from there across part of McDonald County, Missouri, is far from a reality. The state of Missouri is a little more than $32 million shy of being able to complete the entire job of the connector. This is where the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission comes in. Tim Conklin is the director of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Transportation Study, and he's the assistant director of the Planning Commission. He says the commission is seeking grant money that could be used to complete the work in Missouri. You see, after the 2010 census, the urbanized area of the Northwest Arkansas region includes part of McDonald County.
Our planning area boundary now includes a portion of McDonald County, and that includes all of the future I-49, the 4.8 miles in Missouri from the state line to the city of Pineville.
The commission is applying for a grant from an existing program in the Federal Department of Transportation. The Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission would not be building, owning, or operating the interstate, just applying for the grant, with each state's departments of transportation doing the work necessary to get I-49 connected. Conklin says the grant application is the latest effort to link an interstate that will eventually stretch from southern Louisiana to Kansas City.
We're trying to look at all opportunities for funding to complete this 18.9-mile gap in the system between I-40 and Fort Smith, Van Buren, up to I-70 in Kansas City. We have this existing 18.9-mile gap. And that crosses between Arkansas and Missouri. Missouri at one time had the money to complete it, and Arkansas didn't. This time, the voters in 2012 with the half-cent sales tax approved money to construct I-49, and today Missouri is struggling to find funds for their transportation system.
It's important to remember the commission has only applied for the money. The awarding of the money is still an uncertainty. And Conklin says no timeline with the awarding process has been shared. The good news for people anxious for the completion of the roadway is that if the $32.4 million request is granted, things can then proceed quickly.
We'll be competing nationally for this grant, but at the same time, we truly believe that this project meets a lot of the intent of the grant. All of the right-of-way has been purchased in both states. The design's been has been complete. The environmental was complete in 2000. So it is a project that could proceed fairly rapidly to construction, is what they're looking for with these infra grant projects in the U.S.
Tim Conklin is Assistant Director of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. He's the Director of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Transportation Study. The commission is seeking money from a federal transportation program to finish the roadway connector between portions of Interstate 49 in Northwest Arkansas and Southwest Missouri.